I'm Annika Fittman.
I'm Catherine Orchard.
And I'm Hannah van der Vesthuizen.
And we are
the Fuckboy Podcast.
Welcome. For those first-timers out there, we at the Fuckboy Podcast delve into some of the most iconic, reprehensible, and shaggable fuckboys, girls, and folk.
No one is safe.
Who grace our screens, novels, history books, and ask why?
Wow. On this episode, Kath is delving into the fuckboys of the reality show taking the world by storm, Love is Blind. But before we get into all of that, how are we? How are you, Hanako?
I've got the COVID. COVID.
It was time. It had to happen.
Yeah. I dodged it for two strong, healthy years.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's come to bite me in the body.
Just as it famously left and disappeared from the world. And no one has anything anymore. Somehow you got it.
And also, the most depressing thing is that I'm pretty sure I got it from a kid's party, which just is so uncool. Like...
Oh no, that is sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I went to a 2-year-old's birthday party and I got COVID.
Oh my God.
Well, I didn't actually get COVID. My partner got COVID and then I was living with him and then I accidentally started using his toothbrush and then was like, wait a minute.
Oh no. That is so sad. You want to get it from like a tequila slammer at an outrageous bar rather than like from the children's princess party entertainment person. Horrifying.
Horrible. How are you guys?
I'm great. The I hate myself. The Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer dropped yesterday.
Oh my God, Kat. Oh, tell us all about it.
It just looks great. Ewan McGregor in a Star Wars TV show and John Williams wrote the score. It just sounds
John
amazing.
Williams wrote the score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know.
Do you
find
Ewan McGregor hot?
Negative.
No, I find him quite cringe.
No, I do as well.
I find him really cringe.
I do.
He looks a bit like a toe. A thin toe.
Not your big toe.
Like a long second toe that's like a little bit hairy and a little bit moly.
Sure. You know what? Specific, but not incorrect.
I get it. That's the weirdest part of this is I get it. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It's like when people say that like Thursday and September have the same energy.
Yes, totally. I agree. I totally get that.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, have you never seen people being like, oh yeah, this colour and this day of the week on this random word and this kitchen utensil all have the same vibe?
No, but I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Or that thing where like certain numbers feel higher than other numbers which are actually higher than them.
And they have personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
like, would you say 16 or 17 is higher in your brain? Okay, this is COVID talking.
Okay, so Hanako's officially forgotten how to count. That's cool. That's really cool.
No, I just mean like, you know, spiritually.
No idea what you mean.
But I would say 17 feels higher than...
Yeah.
But then 18 feels higher than 19. Am I right?
I do know what you mean, actually, there.
Thank you.
I'm lying. I'm actually just trying to make you feel better.
What?
I don't know what you mean, but I do feel like the number 7 is a bit of a dickhead. So, look, I have opinions that don't make sense to you.
I think number 7 is a bit of a dickhead, and number 8 is such a cocky little shit as well that has every right to be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Every right to be.
To be fair, 8 is actually the most fun.
9's just like, I'm here, but am I really?
Yeah, and obviously 6 and 9 have like the thing going on.
Yeah. They've been on and off dating for ages.
Yeah, it's because they're like two sides of the same coin, you know?
Yeah. they're twin flames.
So Hanako has the excuse for isolating to be so losing it. What's yours, Kath? And I don't have one.
I absolutely do not have a single one.
Great.
I've watched so much Love is Blind this week.
Oh.
That
You rotted your brain.
Absolutely mental.
Not as mental as those folk in those pods.
Oh, wild. My word. This show, I mean, I love reality TV. I hate how much I love reality TV.
You love it, don't you, Hannah?
Yeah, and I've tried to find every single political argument as to why it's, you know, good for feminism or good for, like, I don't know, just trying to justify my love of reality TV, and I can't.
Hannah,
but it's just deranged and brilliant.
Yourself here. The heart wants what the heart wants.
I love it.
It's good TV.
It's cracking entertainment.
It really is.
I don't care about reality TV, and I care about the show in a big, big way.
Yeah. I have been looking forward to the second season of this show for literally years because the first season rocked my world.
Of course. We now have
so much sincerity.
Oh my God, I'm not kidding. There is a moment, I don't know if either of you have seen season one, but anyone who has, the moment where the dog and the wine glass, if you know what I'm talking, the girls who get it, and the girls who don't. That's what I will say.
Okay.
And it's an iconic moment, and I really hope that you watch the first season purely for
obsessed.
That.
So Love is Blind premiered on February the 13th, 2020, as part of a three-week event. The series has been compared to Married at First Sight, The Bachelor, and then, so it was only 2 years between the first season and the second series.
Yeah. But two very long years. And also it was the 2 years of COVID, which was actually a decade. I don't know if you knew that, but that actually, it's like dog years, COVID years.
It was a very long time.
Yeah.
Yes. So normally these shows come out like once a year at least. And we've had Love is Blind US, Love is Blind Japan, Love is Blind Brazil.
Yeah.
Now we're getting a fucking spin-off. We are entering the expanded universe of Love is Blind. Do you not know about the spin-off?
No.
Is it like Love is Tasteless? Love is...
No, it's for couples. Did you not see the trailer in the reunion?
No.
Oh my good Lord God.
Hannah, your face right now.
Oh my God, I'm thrilled.
Okay, so the spin-off show of Love is Blind is called The Ultimatum.
Ooh.
It's like couples therapy to a new level. In the show, couples trade partners with each other to find out if they want to marry their current partners or leave them for someone else.
Can you imagine suggesting to your partner, lol, shall we go on this show?
Well, so the point is that they're at a point of ultimatum. One of them wants to get married and the other one doesn't for whatever reason. Right.
Surely that just means you shouldn't be together.
Right?
Well, I guess it's that thing of being like, either we break up so that you can go and date other people and figure out whether or not you want to be with me or not. But it's that thing of like, in the meantime, both people could meet someone else. But I guess you're speeding that up to do it over a space of like 10 days rather than 10 months.
Wild.
So they're couples that have met in Love is Blind.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, who knows how.
That I feel like the problem is with that, the devastation of someone who you were already really close with and have been with for years and owe each other so much and your families are involved and all of that. Imagine the betrayal.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
I know.
No way.
Wild.
But it's just, it's like a social experiment, right? So you don't have to do anything.
No. You know, in this year's Love is Blind, sorry, Kath, if you are going to say this later, but there were more couples that got engaged, but they just decided they weren't interesting enough to include them in the show.
Yeah, I did know that. Wild.
Absolutely wild. So you can go and turn your whole life upside down. Reality TV, it just is honestly...
And they just don't care.
I love it. It's so interesting. The social experiment and the way it like portrays humans. Look, this is me getting political, but I mean like, there's validity in why I'm so interested. It's basically just philosophy and psychology.
No, it is.
But it is. Like, it's absolutely wild. What does it take to go on a reality TV show, especially one around dating, where you have to be so vulnerable?
What possesses people to go there?
That's what I want to know.
Apart from like fame and fortune.
Which I think a lot of these people on this series definitely had in mind, because the last series is so famous.
That's the catch-22 of why series ones are always incredible.
So
and
good.
Series twos are drama.
Exactly.
Okay, so all you need is love. Love will find a way. Journey's end at lovers meeting. There's many an old adage about love.
Kath, and the you need to crazy sing things. That. You can't just say it, for God's sake.
Say what? All you need is love.
Yes.
All you need is love.
Thank you. Give the people what they want.
Thank you.
There's many an adage about love and the kooky, crazy things it can do to us mere humans. But love is blind, and lovers cannot see the pretty follies that they themselves commit. The phrase love is blind may be based on the blindfolded winged deity Cupid, but a recent Netflix TV show has definitely redefined the phrase. It cannot now be separated from the worldwide phenomenon Love is Blind, a reality show in which 14 stereotypically good-looking, straight, cis, men and women enter the heterosexual hellhole of dating blind.
That's so true. It's literally a hellhole. It's multiple holes of hell.
I can't bear it.
It's like the several rings of hell, but they're just different pods in Love is Blind.
It's so wild. It's taken the world by storm. It's taken me by storm. It's taken you by storm. And with its sexy Netflix sheen and the Love is Blind expanded universe truly arriving with US, Japan and Brazil editions and the spin-off show coming in April.
What's that going to be called, by the way?
The Ultimatum.
Oh, yeah.
This is hands down the most batshit show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
So the official description for the show is, Love is Blind is Netflix's American unscripted series where singles who want to be loved for who they are rather than what they look like have signed up for a less conventional approach to modern dating, where they hope to meet the person they want to spend the rest of their lives with, without ever having seen them. The producers take hundreds of thousands of hours of footage over the weeks and cut it down to just 10 hours of showtime. They cut whole storylines, including, as you said, Hannah, two additional couples who got engaged in series two, and apparently the worst half of Shake's misogynist ranting.
Yeah.
The most batshit part of the show is that in this social experiment, the single men and women looking for love have to get engaged all before meeting the person. So what are your thoughts on this show? So Hanako, you've been watching Love is Blind Japan.
Yes.
Which I've also watched. And I have to say it is very different to Love is Blind US.
Oh, I'm sure. There was a trailer for Love is Blind US after I finished the Japanese one. And I was like, oh my God, these American people are horrible.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
And I wonder if season brash. One of US was more like this Japan version or maybe the Brazil version, because I don't know, maybe there's less known about it. I'm sure there's just differences anyway.
Yeah, well, I think obviously, like, culturally there are huge almost the most remarkable difference between two cultures in a way, because the Americans are like loud and brash and opinionated. They speak their minds. The women are a lot more I imagine feminist than the Japanese ones. They've grown up less in this kind of intensely patriarchal society, and yeah, they're just more like kind of I think one of the main reasons why Love is Blind Japan is so interesting is because it's really hard to date in Japan. And so...
Really?
Yeah, there's like a real... there's the statistic that there are more... Less and less people are getting married and having babies. Mm-hmm. And so the older citizens in Japan are like living for much longer, and so actually the demographic of Japan is a lot older than other countries.
Yeah.
And so I think these couples going into Love is Blind Japan really genuinely want to connect with another person and find their partner and their soulmate, or at least the majority of them. And so I think, and I think that's because, you know, day-to-day Japan, living in Tokyo or wherever they are, they struggle to meet people, and arranged marriages are still a thing in Japan. You know, I have family friends who were put on dates with strangers by their mom. You know, that's still a thing. So I think, yeah, and it just makes for such interesting viewing because it is so different to our Western way of being.
How practical are they? Because I watched a bit of Love is Blind Japan, but I haven't watched the whole thing, and obviously I will because you know that I love the shit. But how practical are they? Because what I saw was like, this is what I want. I want like a woman who can cook, a woman who can do this. I want mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a more practical approach to finding their partner in that version of Love is Blind, in the Japanese version?
Yeah, I think, well, the I want a woman to cook, blah, 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 that was only with one person.
Oh, so I thought it was two of them. That's why.
No, it was just one.
Was the comedian
guy.
Not like that as well?
No.
No, okay.
It was just one guy and he didn't actually find a partner because I think...
Because he sucked.
But also,
yeah,
like,
I thought the women were amazing.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
And I do think, you know, this third wave of feminism has 100% hit Japan.
Yeah.
And the female population. And, you know, I think women are no longer satisfied just being... satisfied being stay-at-home mothers.
Of course.
But well, all you know, of them historically, had... that is really what the role of the woman in Japan has been. And I think part of the reason why maybe my mum even left Japan in the first place and moved to the UK so that she could avoid falling into those traps. But it's definitely changing. But yeah, so I think actually it was lovely seeing the women being so forthright with what they wanted as well.
So do you think they're like... I guess I've worded it quite badly to be like, men are looking for women who can cook. That's really not what I meant. But like more as in, do you think the attitudes from both of those genders were being like, these are the things that I need, and being in a partnership is really important, rather than being like, how do you feel? What are your emotions? Do you like sexually want to fuck me? Like all of that, which is the American way.
Well, so definitely feelings. And then there are definitely those who had their lists of, like, what they wanted from a partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Down to, like, I want a partner who likes miso soup with lots of different things in it.
Oh,
like,
my
really
God.
Really adorable stuff like that.
That's really cute, actually.
But in terms of sex, completely void. Completely.
Really?
I think that was the main
conversation.
Difference. Yeah. That was the stark contrast.
Yeah.
Watching the two shows. Because I think they were... put together in a similar way of like you have the man who is the bit of the villain who, you know, is quite misogynist, which you have in both the shows. You have career-driven women, you have people who want kids soon, you have people who, you know, I think, you know, they are clever the way that they put these shows together.
Yeah.
But the thing that stood out in a massive way was like even two of the couples were talking about how they grew up in America for parts of their childhood. And so they were Americanized. So they would hold hands in public, kiss in public. When they're on the retreat, there's no talking about sex. It's like the hosts are like, oh, we can only see the top half of your bodies. What's going on the lower half? And they were like, we're holding hands. And they were like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was just... like that was hugely different and lovely.
Yeah. There's a real kind of ways. Purity, a sense of purity, whether that's actually real or not, who knows? But I think genuinely
purity
speaking,
or privacy.
Yeah. One doesn't speak about sex. And yet, what is so interesting about Japan is that it has the most flagrant and
completely
creative sex industry in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Where sex work is legal. So, you know, it's just so fascinating.
It is fascinating.
But yeah, so Hannah, you've watched the US one. And having heard what the Japanese one is like, I'm guessing it's highly, highly different.
Oh, polar opposite, yeah.
Yeah. So they're talking about sex all the time.
I guess, what do you think, Kath?
There's more sex edited in.
Yeah.
Like, any time that there is talk about sex, I think it's probably highlighted.
Yeah. I feel like it's as important to people as it is, like, their financial stability or their, like, morals, ethics, religious beliefs, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, completely. Mm. And like so much talk about like the physical connection, even the even the Nick Lachey and I can't remember his wife's name.
Oh no, I was not a fan of the hosts, let
Very
it be said.
Weird hosting. But even they were like, this is your time to see whether the physical connection matches the emotional connection.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
right.
It's really pinpointed rather than I think
how are you gonna be living together?
How are you going to be living together? What is this person like, seeing them speak, matching the voice with the actual person and their mannerisms?
Yeah.
In the American thing, the whole angle was like, is your physical connection there?
What's really interesting as well is I actually do think the couples that did end up together and did get married spoke the least about sex.
Yeah, some of them didn't even have it. Or, well, they did, but...
Yeah. Well, I think it's also that thing of being like establishing a physical connection that's not penetrative sex, essentially, is probably what was really useful for them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
But having like a physical connection otherwise, like intimacy comes in so many forms.
Yeah.
That yeah, I found that very, I found the sexual dynamic and the people who cared the most about sex and looks that, yeah. Maybe it's love is blind,
so
baby.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you get so many mixed signals when you're dating. You're like, oh, you have to be really attracted to them. That is the number one. If you're not attracted to them, then it's never going to work out and all of this stuff. And then watching Love is Blind and realising that love is blind.
Yeah. To an extent, you know, to an extent. Yeah. I mean,
or is it love is blurry?
Oh, my God.
Love does not have 20/20 vision.
No.
The contestants go into these little pods where there's a wall between them. They can only speak through a microphone and then they have a speaker on their side. They can't see anything from facial reactions to body language to what they look like at all. They just have this disembodied voice to talk to. And at the end of this process of talking in the pods, if they're to meet in person and proceed to dating in real life, the man has to propose to the woman. I don't know if that's a rule because in Love is Blind Japan, Motomi proposes to... Is it Rutaro? I can't remember his name. In the most sweet way in the world. So, oh my god,
those two.
This is a sweet moment. They're so cute. Oh! I can't. I'm obsessed with them.
I'm obsessed.
They're incredible.
They really are.
I'm obsessed with them.
Tell me
I'm
more.
Like losing my mind.
Tell me
about them. So he proposes to her, and then she's like, no, wait. And she opens her book and she's like, I've written down a list of things that I want you to think about before you make this decision. And she's like reading them out and she's like, sometimes I say silly things, like sometimes I'm shy. I put way too many toppings in my miso soup. And when I say way too many, like a weird amount, I put so many in.
Oh my
God. And then she kind of finishes it off and she's like, so I want to ask you now. And he's like, laughing, and he's like, I don't care. And she's like, no, wait, I want to ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, that's so lovely.
It's so lovely.
I'm choking to death.
That is, I just, my heart melted. It was incredible. Oh, their connection is so incredible.
Yeah.
So then from that proposal, the 14 potential couples then get knocked down to about 6 to 8. I think it is fairly normal for about 8 of them to get engaged. In the Japan one, 8 got engaged. In the American one, 8 got engaged, but they only followed 6 of them.
Did they follow all 8 in the Japanese one?
Yeah. They were, I think, a lot better in that one, actually, giving people a balanced
amount
of screen time.
I'm sure that it was more ethically cut.
Yeah. I thought it was cut in a better way, actually. So they then go on this gateway trip to see if the emotional matches the physical. They follow the couples as they go back to their lives and move in together for 3 weeks, meet each other's families and plan their weddings.
Wild.
We then have the huge reveal on the day of their wedding. Will they get married or not? In this series of the American show, two couples actually got married, and the same last series. And of those two couples from the series one, two of the couples are still together. And then in the Japanese edition of the show, two were married.
Ah.
Yeah. So similar.
But I highly doubt that one of the couples is still together.
They've just made it legal. They've just legalized their papers.
No!
Do you mean, what's their names?
Is it Watari?
Hang on, so when they get married, they're not legitimately getting married?
No.
They have the ceremony. Yeah.
Oh, it's just a ceremony.
Midori. It's Midori and...
Midori and Watari.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically when they're getting married, they're getting fake married.
Yeah. They, like, read a bit from Love is Blind, which they say, like...
Oh.
Yeah. They have to...
Oh, that really takes the stakes
down. Did you not think in the middle of the Indian wedding, when they were chanting in Hindi, and then they were suddenly like, and would you say that... maybe this is not an actual...
Well, I just kept thinking, God, that's an expensive mistake.
Yeah.
Like, no, the not, actual cost
They don't have
of...
the papers.
Oh. I've suddenly...
Or at least in the Japanese one. I don't know about America.
Look, to be honest, the American one is so loopy that they probably do.
they probably do. It's so wild.
They'll, like, hire an Elvis impersonator to come and be the... What's it called when you're the one who's, like, watching them sign the papers?
Witness.
The witness, yeah. It's not legal till Elvis is there.
It absolutely isn't.
I would actually love to get married in Vegas with an Elvis impersonator.
I would like that.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
Absolutely the only way. So have I left anything out of the madness?
No.
That's it, isn't it?
No, but I mean, like, I just want to reiterate that these people don't know each other other than their voices. Yeah. And then they meet, in the Japanese one, they meet on a bridge for the first time in a studio.
Yeah.
And then they go on holiday together.
Yeah, sharing a room.
They go on holiday and then they go
and live with each other.
And then they get married.
Wild.
And then they get married. And they stay together.
Like... What?
What the fuck? They meet each other's parents.
Oh, God. Wild.
Wild. Like, some people's parents refuse to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that happen in the American one?
Yeah.
Well, also because the parents, like, some of them are like, hey, mom, hey, dad, ignore the camera crew, lol. I just went on this TV show and now I'm engaged. And they're like, what? Why didn't you tell us? That's so weird.
Why wouldn't you tell your parents?
Like, why would you spring it on them and be like, here's a whole camera crew. Didn't tell you, lol, I'm getting married.
Like, what's going on?
My parents would be like, oh my God, you've lost it. You've actually lost it.
Absolutely.
Are you well? No.
No, clearly not.
No, I'm not.
I'm on a show called Love is Blind and I've just... got engaged.
Clearly not.
Clearly not. I mean, it's V, Pam and Tommy.
Oh, it's V, Pam and Tommy, to be fair.
Yeah. Very, very much so. So before we get into the drama, I actually do want to discuss the genuine emotions it seems like these people are feeling. There's so many tears. Emotions fly high for the whole thing. It genuinely seems like these people are falling in love.
Mm.
So in the American reunion, Natalie's so overcome with emotion that she can't speak about her and Shane's relationship. In the Japanese show, when comedian Odachi and Nana break up, he sobs. And you can really see people going through an experience of the show. As they move from the pods to reality, we see the problem so many face when dating, of promising the world and just not being in a place where they can deliver on that promise. Like, the tears in the Japanese show, when one of the men gets engaged... The other men are sobbing. They're so happy for
me. Really?
Yeah. They're so happy that, like, all the men in the room are just sobbing for each other because they're so happy for them.
That's so beautiful.
It is incredible.
It is. It really warms the cockles,
Warms the cockles. Mm. It really does. It is beautiful. I'm obsessed.
Oh, explicit joy for people who are practical strangers as well. It's just delightful.
I know.
And also when two guys are interested in the same woman and then one comes back having proposed and she said yes, and that tension that's there between them, but then the assent of the other person and they go, well, well done, and they hug and it's like, you know, the best man won kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
very honourable.
Such an interesting dynamic to watch.
It's so interesting. Mm. And I find the other dynamic really interesting to watch is that over-promising in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this show is so far, obviously, from the real world. But the thing I do think it mimics quite well or heightens quite well is that pressure of time that I think so many people feel when they're dating. Worrying, if I don't lock this down, then I might lose this person. So they go all in, they offer the world, and then they aren't always in a place where they actually do any of what they say.
Yes, that's very true.
Fascinating. Like, Udai says, it's up to the woman when they have children, because for him, a year may not make a difference, but for her, it might. Then he obviously later in the show does a full 180 degree switch because he's 23 and he's like, I'm not ready to have kids.
Because he's a child.
Because he's a child.
Because he is getting married. Yeah.
Exactly.
Why or is like, he on that show?
Why is he on that show? And it's like, okay, he does want to get married, but he doesn't want to have kids. But
and Hannah, who he's like, partnered up with, really wants kids.
Really wants kids and is like 10 years older. And is like, look, I do want kids in the next 2 years. Is that, are you happy with that?
Yeah. Did you mean and what you said like, in the pod?
And it can, I guess it is that thing of being like, love can be blind, but also like, you know, it's that age is just a number until it's not.
Until it's not.
Until it becomes a practical difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like the promises that people make are just wild. Like even Shane asking Natalie to be his girlfriend when he was still clearly exploring the relationship with Shayna.
Yeah.
Absolutely none of these things are fundamentally wrong. You don't have to have children. You don't have to like ask someone to be your girlfriend. But the fact that they, because they're scared that someone else might
lose.
Dip in there and you might lose someone, kind of like you alluded to earlier, Hannah.
Yeah, I find this very interesting in dating full stop, like the compromises people make in order to try and salvage or lock something down and get stability is wild, because even that thing of like not being honest about what you want, this is such a huge part of dating now. I think dating culture has really become like, be as cool as you possibly can be. Like, just be absolutely okay with everything. Like, the worst thing in the world, the most embarrassing thing would be if the person who you have a crush on knows that you like them. But then you're like, if you didn't want to be with someone, would you want them to want to be with you? Like, no. Mm-mm. It's so wild how this cultural narrative has made us all compromise, because it would be embarrassing for the reality of asking what you want for what you want. Yeah. And if that's not aligning with someone, it just makes sense. It's like a business transaction by that point.
Yeah, and how much of people's compatibility to one another boils down to practicality. Do you want this at the same time as I do? And if you don't, then we can't make this happen. And if you do, then great, let's move forward.
And I think it's that the thing that's missing, and a shame, actually, I guess, that they don't explore this that much in the show, is like, if you are both like, no, we want different things, like, I don't want a kid, you do, but I love and respect you, let's be friends. Like, why is that not the next obvious outcome? Like, you have all of that shit for free. You get on so well. You make each other laugh. Like, is that not exactly what you want in a friend? I guess it's like, maybe people it's can't separate painful. The romantic and the friendship. Yeah.
I do think that's slightly the, like, hetero hellhole that I think of just that whole thing of, like, the only time that you interact with the opposite sex is when you... Mm-hmm. They literally call each other the opposite sex.
Yikes.
Is when you come together to share your life together and you become each other's anchor posts and each other's sons, you know? Like the world starts revolving around them.
Yeah.
S-U-N.
Yeah, so maybe S-O-N-S.
Hey,
maybe.
Look, I mean, if you're into that. Right?
It is so fascinating. It's so wild to me. So, this takes us pretty well into the fuck boys.
Oh, God, yes.
Is blind.
And get us there.
Oh, fuck girls as well. Because as always, no one.
Oh, yeah.
So, since Love is Blind has come out, speculations have been running high. There are rumours of Deep D dating Kyle. Shake, the DJ
confirmed.
Bet, has been running
confirmed.
His mouth off big
confirmed.
Time. Is it confirmed?
Confirmed. It was on TikTok.
Well, then it must be true.
Confirmed. Well, he uploaded it.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. In the reunion, he's like, my biggest mistake that I made was not telling Deep D that I love her. Deep D is the best woman in the world. And everyone on the internet was like,
What?
Sorry, what?
Eh?
Wild. Incredible.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Absolutely not. Shake, the DJ vet, has been running his mouth off big time.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially
yeah.
Shane and Shayna have seen each other. There have been Instagram unfollows, marriage dramas as the show has come out. Koi, I have receipts posts.
Oh, my God.
So much more.
Oh, my God, I need to know. How do I not know about the Instagram unfollowing and the receipts?
No, you do. As in, Nick unfollowed Shake. The Instagram post that Shane made. Said, like, no one knows what it's about, but being like, I have receipts.
I don't know about that. Receipts of what?
Exactly, receipts of what?
He just means like receipts. He's just really good at keeping
his taxes.
Good
at my taxes. Everyone was saying that I wasn't good at my taxes. Yeah. I'm fucking out.
Everyone's saying I'm stupid, but actually, look, I have receipts.
So, Hannah, go for you who does not know. We're going to start with a classic love triangle that turned into a love rhombus that was chock full of people pleasing, had a smattering of gaslighting, and a whole lot of drama.
Yeah.
We meet All American Shane, goofy, super cringy, and like very quick to anger.
Oh my God. He is wild. The epitome of a buffoon.
Yeah. Oh, he's a buffoon. Wow. Okay. I need to get a picture of him.
He's
up.
Like,
yeah, you do.
He looks like a young Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
But like really, really built, and he walks like an action figure.
Yeah.
He's okay. So I can. Cool. I mean, I don't even need a photo. I can.
And oh, when he laughs.
Yeah. His okay. Laugh yeah. He's is... like a. He's like a knucklehead.
Yeah, he's a knucklehead. Yeah. He's proper Midwestern,
yeah.
All-American.
And when
vibes.
He laughs, he's literally like...
Yeah, when he laughs, he's like... And he loses, oh, he's like, no. Yo, I'm just fucking angry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is he a very angry man?
Yeah, he's an angry man. He lost his dad about two...
He's clearly very sweet, but he has the mental capacity of about a seven-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fascinating.
Fascinating creature. Perfect.
He looks
for
a bit like
TV.
Johnny Bravo.
Yes, he does.
Super Johnny Bravo energy. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Okay.
So he quickly strikes up a relationship and like a deep, properly deep connection and like a fun connection with Natalie.
Natalie.
And like she's got her wits about her, super cool, super intelligent, but like clearly desperate for love, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm a bit scared about this couple.
Yeah,
I'm a bit
you
scared
be.
For her.
Yeah, it's wild.
You should be.
It's wild. So he also develops a more flirty and fun connection with Shayna.
What are you wearing?
Shayna.
What are you wearing?
Don't, I'm going to get to that.
I was wondering, in Lovers Blind US, do they ask each other what the other person looks like? Are they allowed to do that?
Oh, we'll get to that.
What's that accent?
That was just me being sick in my mouth. What did it sound like?
We'll get to that.
Kind of Scottish.
So Natalie's clear. Shane is number one on her list, and he agrees she's top of his list.
Mm-hmm.
But Shane is still speaking to Shayna. The drama comes to a head when Natalie comes into the pods, unaware that Shane is still speaking to anyone else, and Shane mistakenly thinks he's speaking to Shayna. He gets going quickly with the line full of enough ick to tone every pelvic floor in Britain. What are you wearing?
Which is horrifying. He says it to Shayna every single time he has an interaction with her. He's like, hey, is that Shayna? What are you wearing? It's like horrible.
It's so awful. Oh my God, it's so awful. It's disgusting. And then when Natalie has the audacity, in the biggest inverted commas ever, to be annoyed at him.
Not even annoyed, she's just quiet.
She's just quiet. She's just like, I just need to like process this. Because I didn't think that you were speaking to anyone else because you explicitly said that you weren't speaking to anyone else.
And further than that, it's like clearly a very sexual nature
thing.
With the other person you're talking to.
So did he go, oh, Shayna, what are you wearing?
Yeah,
like literally that. As soon as Natalie walked
and he was like, oh, Shayna, I was hoping it was you.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
What an idiot.
I know, he is. He's
and
a buffoon.
The wild thing is, the only thing that she ever replies is like, oh, I'm wearing a crop top and some slacks.
Can I wear your
so awful.
Oh God, it's horrifying scenes.
So he like starts shouting at her, is like
shouting,
beating people. Yeah. He gets really angry.
He picks up a pen and starts like stabbing the floor like a 6 year old having a stroke.
So
what the fuck?
And look, he has said since he's been in therapy. he shouldn't have acted like that, and that was wrong, and he did gaslight her.
He did, because he fully went in and gaslit her, like, more aggressively than I've seen probably on any reality TV show.
It was pretty bad. Pretty fucking wild.
And I remember watching it, because I watched it with my mate, and she was like, oh, you know, what's just so good about this is, like, that was horrible, but, you know, at least Natalie dodged a bullet there, you know?
And she didn't.
No, because I'm on Google Pics and I can see them holding hands.
I can see them holding hands.
Tell you what, bruv, I can see them holding
hands.
I can see that ring.
Yeah. You can see the ring. Oh, God.
Oh, God, yeah.
So the drama continues into full rhombus when Shayna, after accepting another man, Kyle's proposal, and his mother's wedding ring, Shayna requests a meeting with Shane to tell him that she's had feelings for him all along. Yeah. To which he, like, loses it. He's like, for fuck's sake, Shayna, I wish you said it earlier. I wish you told me this earlier. And then, like, to be fair, he is like, no, I care about Natalie now. Like, it's all Natalie now.
Which is actually, then, like, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I felt better about
clearly
it.
Does Shane know Natalie is East Asian?
No, he has no idea at this point. He's never seen her at this point.
And I highly doubt he's asked her anything, to be honest.
Well, maybe she said that she's...
I'm sure she would have mentioned it, but, like, as in whether or not he was listening, I think he would, like, there's a montage of him just talking over Shayna, and she's like... And he, like, keeps just talking over
her. It's wild.
Yeah.
So then later, after the retreat kind of thing,
I really want to watch this now.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. It. It's great.
Do you want
context.
Me to maybe not tell you?
No. Tell me everything.
So they come back from the retreat. Shayna ends it with Kyle after, like, day one of the retreat. She just disappears and goes home, and is like, "I can't marry you."
Is Kyle the brunette guy?
Kyle's the brunette guy.
Christian.
Who's now a DT.
No, Shayna's the Christian. He's an
Shayna's
atheist.
Shayna's super Christian. And the reason that she's breaking it off with Kyle is because he's not a Christian. He's famously
agnostic. Just to clarify as well, Shayna is so Christian that she doesn't believe in evolution.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't believe in evolution. She thinks that's bullshit. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, do you believe in evolution? And she's literally like, oh, my God, you dumb idiot. You believe in evolution.
And then he's like, well, I'm an atheist, but you know what? We should get married.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're the one for me.
We can move past the fact that you don't think evolution is real.
He's like, you remind me of my mother.
Mummy issues, am I right?
So then after Shayna splits off with Kyle, she comes back to Shane again, calls up Natalie and is like, if things don't work out with you and Shane, I have a guy who's really into you. Tells Shane that he thinks him and Natalie aren't a real relationship. Like, what the fuck do they even have in common?
That's so unchristian of you, hon.
Super unchristian.
That is not loving thy neighbour.
Shane is, like, quite good. He's like, that's a really horrible thing to say. I don't know why you would say that. That's really fucked up that you would say that our relationship isn't going to work out.
Mm.
And Shane is just, like, full pick-me-girl.
Yeah, and not like the other gals.
Not like the other gals. And there's someone else who is such a not like the other gals.
Yeah. She's like, I'm wearing this kooky hat because I'm, like, not like the other girls.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm wearing a cowboy hat. It's like, it's not a cowboy hat, Shane.
It's actually not, babes.
It's literally not a cowboy hat.
No.
It's a fedora, which is even worse.
Yes, I know. Which we know. Red flag.
So he's definitely a man child and the drama is ongoing. A recent post on Instagram said, Natalie Mina Lee, where do I start? This journey with you will be something I'll never forget. It was easily the best time of my life and I would do it all again, knowing I got to spend more time with you. Aww. I don't know what's next for us, but I do know I will never stop loving you. To put some other rumours to rest, Shayna and I are cordial and have hung out in group gatherings with the cast, with Natalie. But we have never had, nor never will, ever have a romantic relationship. I wish her all the best.
Mic drop. So it all worked out in the end.
Well, they're not together, are they? I don't think they're together. I think they just are
No,
friends.
They've broken up.
Oh!
So they had a big fight before the wedding and then they didn't get together. They tried again and then they've now broken up.
Okay. Well, probably for the best. Sounds like he has anger management issues.
I know. She's definitely lucky escaped. It wouldn't surprise me if they're back together now, though.
Look, love is blind. Am I right?
Am I right? Love is blurry.
Love is blurry. So,
another fuckboy who I think's gotten off lightly is Jarrett. He literally proposed to someone, Hanako, and when they said no, he proposed to someone else immediately after.
Oh my God,
but they're
yeah.
now married and seem really fucking cute.
Yeah, they seem really happy together. But yeah, that's also do. Sometimes like an interesting thing that I think with men, and look, hashtag not all men, but there is that narrative of like, it doesn't really matter who it is once they're ready. It's kind of whoever's available, whoever's in the vicinity.
Yeah.
And
then they just commit to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rather than like the more born as or raised and socialized as women mindset, which is like, you know, searching for deep compatibility and consistency and all these other elements that are like not something you can live without.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why?
I don't know. It's wild, isn't it?
I feel like maybe men are raised to have less to lose than women.
Yeah, and maybe also like don't practice relationships of like trusting each other and confiding in the same way as a lot of women do, whereby like you're almost practicing romantic relationships in your teenagedom, like the way that you are so close with other friends and confide so much and are like partners to one another and still are now like in my adult life, but it's men sometimes just don't tell each other anything.
Yeah, and I think you can tell a lot about a person from looking at their friendships,
social groups, yeah,
yeah, and seeing how close they are to those people.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, for sure.
I don't know what the answer is, Hannah. I think, but it definitely feels like that's a thing, and I don't know why, and it's kind of disturbing, and also probably not useful for the guy in the long run, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
no way, no way.
Yeah, for sure. So, Hannah, I have to ask.
Yes.
The biggest drama of the whole season has to be Shake and Deep D.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give you a challenge.
Oh my God, okay.
Ooh, in 1 minute,
fun.
Can you try and explain to Hanako Fittman and the listeners exactly what happened?
Okay.
And go.
Okay,
Kathy,
so we're
timing
have...
this.
Oh no, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Shake, who is ultimate, like, fuck boy. He basically turns up in the pods and is like to everyone like, hey, so I really like buying clothes for women I'm dating. Do you think I would be able to buy them for you in a high street store? Or like, I really like putting women on my shoulders at concerts. Like, could I do that with you? Oh my God. And then basically he meets this one person called Deep D, and he's like, oh, you're Indian. And she's like, yeah, I am, but I've only ever dated white men. And he's like, oh great, because I only date white women, so basically get in the bin. And then they somehow form a connection. They're like, oh, great. Look, we're actually really falling for each other. We have so much in common with our cultures and blah, 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 blah. They see each other. They see each other. And he's like, oh, yes. Yeah. Slaps her on the ass. Starts like being like, you're so fit. You're so fit. You're so fit. I know. And then he just starts being like, oh, no, actually, now you remind me of my auntie.
You're joking.
No, no, no. And he starts like being horrible to her. He meets her family. It's like being really misogynistic, really fatphobic, disgusting. And then on the wedding day, she says no to him.
Yes! That is 1 minute. Incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
But the stuff that he says is so bad. And by the end, I think they basically cut out so much of it because she's really into it. And then they like live together and you don't really see that much of them. And then when she says no at the wedding, she's fucking savage. She's like, he is not for me. He is disgusting. So he's obviously just gone in with him calling her his auntie for 3 weeks. And by the end, she is fucking done.
And in the reunion, they're like, this was kind to you, this edit.
Yeah. And he looks bad in the edit.
Yeah.
So give me an example of the things that he was saying to her other than you look like my auntie.
There was a lot of stuff around the fact that she'd like lost weight.
Yeah. He said, I'm not attracted to you. There's not that animal connection. I don't want to like rip your clothes off. There's not that. He was saying it to her.
And a lot of stuff around being like, connection. I came to America and I saw white women and I liked what I saw. And it's okay for me to have this preference and just not find you attractive.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was like really,
that sounds
really
like
bad.
Internalized self-loathing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it's so cringe as well, because like at the wedding when she says no, he's like, yeah, to be honest, I think that she, you know, I wouldn't have said yes anyway. So yeah.
To be honest, glad I'm the one who doesn't have to reject her. Yeah. It's easier for everyone now.
And he's like, this is a celebration, guys, because I'm not in this marriage that I never want to be in.
Oh, God. He
it's
sounds
horrendous.
Awful.
He is dreadful.
So yeah, just to top off how fucking awful he is, his Instagram thing is at the puppy dog. His bio is at Netflix, veterinarian, DJ, self-esteem coach, putting the caps real back in reality TV.
Oh, God, grim.
Ew. Wait, so he's a veterinarian and a DJ?
And a DJ and a self... improvement coach?
Self-esteem coach. That's also
don't
an interesting
the fuck
thing.
He became a self-esteem coach.
Well, also, I think ego and self-esteem. Come on, you're getting those two conflated there, baby.
Yeah.
Also, look, you can write anything in your bio.
You can write anything in your bio. I did just think it was entertaining, and I wonder how long he'll keep it.
Oh, me too.
So can you give me a biggest ick from the show?
My biggest ick from the show is when Shane... But so he says, I actually sent this to Hanako because I was like, this is such a good new ick I found. It's when Shane bites his bottom lip with his top teeth and goes, like makes that noise in response to finding out what Shayna is wearing. Like, it icks me so hard.
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I like don't want to see him happy like that.
No.
Was that when I told you one of my icks was when I see men in public fake yawning?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Like,
I mean, I don't get it, but...
Why are you fake yawning?
Fake yawning, why?
Just trying to look really cool.
What's yours, Hanako?
Oh, come back to me. I haven't thought about
it. Okay. So my obvious one is every single time anyone ever sings.
Yes.
And my other one
there's a lot
is
of that.
There's so much fucking singing.
Why do people... They do it in The Bachelor as well. They love to just randomly dance.
They're like,
stop fucking doing that shit. It's embarrassing. It's on national telly.
So my new one is when Maury locks.
Oh my God, when he locks and pops.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
and
that
pops.
Is such an ick. That is
it's
such
awful.
An ick. It's so awful.
I died. Small
it's awful. And he does it like 5 times on the show.
He's like, I'm really good at it. And he's like showing off about it. He's like, I can lock.
No.
But
unless you're Doja Cat, don't do that.
I went on his Instagram and like, he can lock. I'm not going to lie. But it's hell to watch.
It's hell.
It's pure unadulterated hell.
Thank God Love is Blind, because truly, that's not something you want to see.
Yes.
What about yours, Hanako Fitman? Have you got it?
Okay, so when Wataru is training with Midori in the gym and he cannot even do a sit-up.
Oh,
I know it's awful, but he is like
it's awful, but it icks.
Shaking.
Oh God,
shaking.
The thing is, though, you're like,
sweat.
Have you done any exercise in your life?
No,
it's fine if you haven't, but just don't then do it.
No, God bless for trying. Actually, we all got to start somewhere.
It was so sad and ick worthy.
Oh no!
I know, I felt really awful, but it was no, I
God bless.
I couldn't. No, and she, because the problem with that relationship is that she is just
10 out of 10.
So gorgeous, like
yeah.
Drop dead. And then he just wasn't, and she knew it. She knew that she wasn't attracted to him, that she wasn't prioritizing. Oh God.
I know.
And they're still together, I can't believe it.
They're still together.
Wow. Our love is blind.
So today, instead of a listener story, I have a fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, yes.
Of some of the reality greats of all time.
Okay, amazing. I'm here for it.
So, okay. So we're starting with Hannah, Love is Blind US.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Hanako, if you want to join in, you can.
Okay.
Shake, Shane, Shayna. Fuck, marry, kill.
Shake, Shane, Shayna. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I have to kill Shake.
Yeah.
He has to go.
He has to go.
Fucking hell. I think I'd have to fuck Shayna and marry Shane. And I ick by Shane, but I do feel like I could just like lock him in a room.
Yeah, but you can't marry a creationist, can you?
No.
You could just give him some Lego and he'd be happy.
Exactly. Like I could just check him into preschool and it would be fine. Also, like as in, you can imagine him like having a kid and like being actually like he'd be like a cute stay-at-home dad, whereas Shana would be there being like, okay, so monkeys and apes were not related. Like, absolutely not. And I can't be having that around my offspring.
That is the right answer. Hanako, Japanese, love is blind. Mm-hmm. Yudai, Odachi, and Rutaro.
Wait, I actually can't remember any of these people.
So Yudai is the hairdresser who was 23.
Okay, yeah.
Odachi is the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rutaro is the one that we're obsessed with, who obviously has to be Mary.
Wait, Rutaro is who?
No, Rutaro. The one with the blonde.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so definitely marry him.
Yeah, marry him,
he
obviously.
Is so fit, so fit and cool and kind.
Incredible. He's 10 out of 10.
I'd shag Yudai because he's hot.
Would you?
Yeah, he's hot. I know he's 23, but he's back. and then I would 100% kill Odachi. Is that his name?
It's the right answer. Yeah.
He's awful.
That's the right answer.
Oh, no. Are you to give me bad vibes?
Yeah.
On the one app I've seen.
So, Love is Blind US, Sal the singer, Danielle, or Liana?
Sal the singer, say that
Danielle,
again.
Danielle, who marries Nick.
Oh, yes.
Or Liana.
Who's Liana?
The one who marries Jarrett.
Oh, I love her. Marry
yes,
her.
Marry her.
Shag Danielle. And even though Danielle is honestly
awful.
Oh god, just so stressful, but I cannot be dealing with that singing. Singing
absolutely
Sal
not.
Absolutely not. Mariachi vibes. Yeah.
Seriously, so obviously this one is similar vibes. Kaoru, who is the singer, Midori or Motomi? That's hard because they're both incredible.
I probably marry Motomi.
And then fuck Midori.
Fuck Midori and then kill... What's her name? Kaoru.
Yeah.
But Kaoru was cool and I
very
sympathize
cool
with her, but that singing, man.
Ten out of ten, no.
No, I mean, she had a good voice, but I just can't...
Yeah. It's just absolutely the worst possible thing that anyone could ever do.
It's not hot. Yeah. Guys, it's not hot. Right? Stop doing it, everyone. Stop it.
Okay. So Love Island edition.
Okay,
Liam.
Wonderful.
Curtis or Jack as in Jack and Danny.
Oh my god, that is actual hell,
isn't it?
They're and I can't even remember awful. Who's Liam. Oh, Liam. Okay,
Liam.
Yeah. I'll marry Liam because he's
okay, because he's a teddy bear and who gives a fuck if he cheats.
Hang on, Liam.
Curtis and Jack as in Jack and Danny. Jack as in like
Jack. Oh, Curtis is a bit fruity, so I'd probably shag him. Because
and then kill Jack.
Yeah, I'd have Jack is such a bad bloke.
That's the right answer.
Yeah,
you've got the right answer.
Yeah.
Okay, classic round. Katie Price, Peter Andre, or Kerry Katona.
I met Peter Andre once.
I did as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good times. He was very nice, actually.
Yeah.
I think I'd marry Peter.
Yeah. I think I'd marry Peter.
Katie Price just because she's fucking jokes.
Oh my god, absolutely.
What a brag for Love of Hans. And then Kerry Katona, soz, mate.
Sorry, yeah. Keza.
Where you at?
Keza is fucking funny, but no.
No, that's the right answer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, now we have finally have the hosts. Nick Lachey. Cilla Black. Do you remember her from
Yes, I met Cilla Black once, actually.
Amazing.
Got her autograph.
And Lana from Too Hot to
Handle. I'm obviously marrying Lana because...
Obviously.
The organisation. Imagine.
Incredible.
I'm shagging Cilla Black because
yes.
Iconic.
Yeah.
And Nick Lachey can get it straight in the bin for me.
And that, my friends, is the correct answer. Thank you for playing with me.
Beautiful work, Kathy.
Oh, well done,
Kathy.
Links for all of our resources are in the show notes, so please do check them out.
Next week, we're hitting you with a special surprise for the last episode of the Fuckboy podcast for now.
In the meantime, you can help us by rating us and following the Fuckboy podcast wherever you are listening.
And if you have your very own listener story, be sure to send them in to our submissions at our website, www.fboypodcast.com, or slide into our DMs.
You can find even more fuckboyery on Instagram and Twitter at fboypodcast.
Special thanks to our brilliant producers at Audio Boom.
So watch out, fuckboys, girls, and folk.
None of you are safe.
We're coming for you.